At the Tech Expo in Silicon Valley, companies are focusing on artificial intelligence and machine learning. And they're also preparing for the next big thing, quantum AI computing.
Quantum computing is a game changer.
These oddly beautiful chandelier-like contraptions are prototype quantum computers. Instead of silicon chips, they use atomic particles to store and transmit information.
This is not just a better, faster computer, right?
This is completely different. It's a new computing paradigm that will be unleashed on the world.
It could be unleashed in as little as 3 years.
The physics are complicated, but the bottom line is easy to grasp. A problem that would take a supercomputer 10,000 years to solve can be cracked by a quantum computer in 4 minutes.
The technology may have enormous benefits.
For instance, quantum sensing can make medical imaging much faster.
But such powerful tools can be used for good and bad. For example, quantum computers could make child's play of encryption.
At the point where quantum computing overtakes conventional computing is called Q-Day, or the quantum apocalypse. And that is the moment that all encryption systems that we have implemented today are useless. They're broken.
Superpowers are already engaged in a kind of quantum's arms race. President Joe Biden has imposed export bans on quantum technology to China. And there's another ominous potential.
I would not rule out the possibility of an intelligence explosion where we combine quantum with AI into generative and applied models that are so beyond our own intelligence that there are possibilities in which the technology could manipulate and control us or rule us. It scares me.
Governments and corporations don't have much time to establish global guardrails for what may be the most powerful technology of all time. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Santa Clara, California.
Still ahead on Al Jazeera, the world's largest